You talk about going beyond our mind or quieting. At one point in your journey, your mind gets quiet. And
stopped.
Okay, so I'm preoccupied in my spiritual journey with this noisy mind that keeps chattering.
Oh, in the beginning, that's natural because you need info. Once you've derived the info, then you get the essence out of the info. Now you don't need the mind anymore. Now the mind is encumbrance.
So it's a natural progression as I commit to my spiritual intention that at some point the mind will...
Yes. See, the constantly letting go of the gain of thinkingness, which is novelty, interest, the person becomes addicted to experiencing. They're addicted to the experiencer for the energy juice it gets out of experiencing. And if it thinks if I stop experiencing, I'll die or I'll be bored. The mind will go blank. So letting go identification with thinkingness, deriving of egoistic energy out of it, eventually it relinquishes itself. And with deep surrender of the mind to God, surrender of the intention of thinkingness, you know, as you keep surrendering, eventually it becomes quiet. And then when the enormous brilliance shines through, the mind goes into stunned silence. The mind goes into stunned silence. There was no mention it was even made for 35 years. What can you say? What can you say? I've got nothing to say. Is that news? Hey, you know what? I don't think about anything anymore. It's a blank. They say, well, have you called a doctor lately? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, no, I never mentioned it. I think I mentioned it in the book, Power versus Force, some paragraphs about the author. Yeah, but I never, frankly, mentioned it to anybody. Why? Because some momentum continues, and because the persona picks up where the person left off. And you might say the spirit uses that mechanism to continue on with life in the world. You know. On the other hand, you can leave anytime you like. You're not obligated to stay. From that moment on, once consciousness levels hit 600, you're not obligated to stay. In fact, you're invited to leave. The door is open. You don't even know if you're staying or not. And besides, it's irrelevant.
And why do you stay? I mean, I think I've heard you.
It happens of its own.
Because I've heard you in certain situations saying, I could go right now. That
yeah,
the door
well,
is
you
open.
Could go. It happens sometimes. Sometimes it gets stronger than others.
So
it
why are you staying?
It becomes invitational rather than optional.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I said, you choose enough of an energy of remotivation to keep you going. The value of Sir Alexander Fleming's discovery, see, is comparable.
I see.
How to tell truth from falsehood. You say, David, man, if you leave not having told that, you're going to have to just come back and do it because of your love for humanity, humankind. I never told you, you know, how I became an atheist. I started out as an extremely religious young man, scrupulous, you know? And then one time, I was walking through the woods, out of nothing, I wasn't thinking about anything, out of nowhere, came like a stunning revelation. Shoo! The awareness of the totality of the suffering of all of mankind throughout all of time. It was staggering, of such an immense dimension, I can't even present it to you in any verbal way. It was stunning. The mind went silent in shock. The next thought was, I cannot believe in any God that would allow this. Well, back in the 30s or whenever that was, the belief was that all things are created by God, see? The simplistic religiosity, you know, God creates all things. Well, yeah, right. Evil included? Yeah, no. So I held God responsible for the totality of human suffering. At that time, I wasn't sophisticated enough to see that human suffering is a consequence of ego, not of God.
Right.
It's the consequence of ungodliness, not godliness. Yeah. Although some degrees of godliness can be turned to ungodliness. Yeah. In that instant, I became a dedicated atheist. And I was as zealous an atheist as I had been a theist.
Mm.
And, man, I was deadly to get locked into an argument with epistemology or theology or cosmology or ontology. And I got straight A all through Catholic universities and ethics and, you know, Aristotelian, St. Thomas Aquinas and all. And, you know, to this day, it's laughable, you know, the Aquinas' arguments for the proof of God, you know, first cause, what a joke. That was just forever. How could it have a first cause? There's no beginning in the when. How can you have a first cause? I mean, the whole thing's idiotic. So, anyway, I still think it's idiotic, see, from an intellectual viewpoint. Yeah? So I was a dyed-in-the-wool atheist. And, of course, it was fun being a dyed-in-the-wool atheist and getting straight A on theology and ethics and religion. I just had to defeat them at their own game.
Wow.
God darn it.
Wow-wee.
I was like mad at divinity, you know, mad at divinity. No, mad at divinity. And the way I got in with divinity is I negated it as a reality. Yeah. Then I became more sophisticated. I went from atheist to agnostic because you can't be humble and also be an atheist because that's arrogant to think that you can prove there is no God. I mean, that's just stupid as it could be. I mean, atheist is dumb. Agnostic is honest. Agnostic says, I have my own self and I'm unable to answer the question whether God is a reality or not.
Right.
So that at least is honest and truthful. So agnostic is can be a very honest way, and it's one of the pathways to God. It's because you're dedicated to the truth. You got to be really dedicated to the truth to deny the reality of which 92% of the population believes in and is willing to die for.
Mm.
You better be pretty much dedicated to truth and not just a cocky little position, you know. This better be your best thinking. You know, about divinity, I would say, look, your best thinking is agnosticism. You just go back a few more lifetimes until you get it. That's all.
Or work beyond it.
Yeah. I guess what's beyond agnosticism and skepticism and materialism and, you know, the mechanistic viewpoint of creation, et cetera, you know, scientism as a belief system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's science and then there's scientism, you know what I mean? Scientism is as dumb as anything else. You sell anything to be turned to divine use. If you can surrender your agnosticism, your atheism, your religionism, all that got surrendered. Religionism, which is a belief in somebody else's words, but they're not yours.
Mm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So you gave up faith, belief, the comfort of religion, gave up the comfort of atheism. And then you had to take the responsibility of agnosticism. Agnosticism, you're responsible for discovering the truth. I mean, that's sort of heavy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.